Ken Blackwell, Slaughter of Blacks is Reality in Democrat-Run Cities. By Robert Krajicek on June 22, 2020. Democrats blame the boogeyman of systemic racism to avoid responsibility for the volume of violent crime in black communities and cities they run, said Ken Blackwell, former mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio, who offered his remarks on the Wednesday edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. The real systemic and deadly reality is that black men and women are being slaughtered in cities and communities of color across the country in numbers that can only be compared to war zones in Iraq and Syria, said Blackwell, reflecting on a column he wrote with former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick regarding crime in Democrat-run cities. Every single one of those cities have been run by Democrats, and in some cases, for as long as 40 years. Carrick and I just took exception to the fact that these mayors were passing the buck. These local officials were passing a buck, Blackwell and Carrick wrote. To be clear, whether they were armed, or unarmed, or in possession of a toy that looked like a real weapon, in every single category, blacks were not killed more often than whites. Given the numbers, 14 unarmed blacks killed out of 10 million arrests, which equates to a rate of 0.00014%. This is not evidence of systemic racism. Listen. Blackwell remarked, you can't paint safety forces with a broad brush saying that they are riddled with systemic racism when the facts don't bear that out. But what is borne out by the facts is that these local leaders have found some comfort in the status quo. They have embraced a narrative that pushes the blame from their incompetence to this boogeyman of systemic racism where it doesn't exist. Black and minority communities are being marginalized and destroyed by Democrat policies, Blackwell determined. Blackwell recalled the weeks of unrest following the death of George Floyd. 15 innocent civilians and 2 police officers were shot and killed, Blackwell stated. Hundreds of civilians brutally beaten, and more than 700 police officers were injured nationwide. Hundreds of millions of dollars of property have been destroyed as businesses and places for people to make money and raise their families in 42 states. Left-wing and Democrat characterizations of America as a racist nation amount to a false narrative, said Blackwell. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.